I think what GPE can offer, and it is unique to GPE, is the partnership model, where the only group that brings around one table donor countries, developing countries, civil society engagement. We do that not only at the board level, but working in developing countries so that there can be a whole education plan that everybody buys into and everybody supports. In this forthcoming period, we'll be implementing a new funding model too, where funding will increasingly be based on performance and eligibility will be based on education needs. So a very focused funding model. We'll be very focused on strengthening learning outcomes, so addressing not only the access issues, but the quality of education issues.
And what kind of commitment is required by governments and donors to achieve education for all?
Well, we promised the children of the world that they would all get to go to primary school. To achieve that would require $26 billion more of funding annually. So that's a very significant step up in world expenditure, but obviously so worthwhile.
And how optimistic are you about meeting the Millennium Development Goals by 2015?
I think we've got to remain optimistic, and so one of the things that I will be saying as I talk to donor countries about the Global Partnership for Education is we've got to make sure that we push hard to achieve the Millennium Development Goal, and then we've got to think deeply about what replaces it so that we are focused in the period beyond on both access and the quality of learning.
The Global Partnership for Education increasingly works in fragile and conflict-affected areas, as you mentioned. What role do you think education can and should play in building more peaceful and stable societies?
I think for those children, it is first and foremost a continuation of their own right to education, their ability to engage in schooling, but in those dreadful circumstances that those children are in, it's also a source of regularity and routine, something that's continuing in their lives that matters. So education, vital in its own sense, but also vital to giving those children at least some sense of a bit of stability in their very difficult lives. For the world in general, the more highly educated we are as a global community, the more likely it is that we are able to manage conflict without it ending up in violence, that we are able to work through global norms for resolving difficult issues. So for long-term peace, education, I think, is a foundation stone.